This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Occasionally, University Beat profiles entrepreneurs with ties to the University of South Florida. This time we're talking with a USF graduate who has made a family dream into her own business. Adriana Flores, the creator and owner of Yummy Foods, that's yummy with an I at the end. Welcome to University Beat.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, Adriana, your story and your inspiration really comes from one person, and that's your mom. When your family came to the U.S. from Colombia a little more than a decade ago, your mom started a food company, and then a few years after that, I understand she became really sick, right?
She started having diabetes, high blood pressure, and eventually that led her to lose kidney function. I was trying before to convince her to change her diet, but it was really hard. I noticed that the food at the hospital was definitely not very good for people to recover. So I started doing food at home, less oil, increasing the amount of protein, less carbs, and she started recovering. If you know some of the things for diabetic people, they crave sweets. My mom is not like an ice cream person, but she was cake and cookies. So I was like, gosh, I better speed up my game and do something about that. And that's how I create cookies and muffins as well. When I start making them, they exploded.
Because everyone loves sweets, of course. But yes. Yeah, so tell me about the cookies and muffins, that they're both tasty and nutritious, right?
Yes. We only use natural ingredients, almond, coconut flours, coconut oil, all the good fats. We use sugar-free chocolate chips. We have a selection of chocolate chip cookies, keto and paleo-friendly. In the muffin selection, we have more flavors available. We have banana dark chocolate. We have double dark chocolate, vanilla, vanilla nuts, zucchini, and lime muffins.
The challenge is a lot of times with healthier food, it does come with a little extra cost.
You're right about that. A pound of regular flour is about 50 cents, and a pound of almond flour is like $7. If you grab one or two of these cookies, you're going to be filled. You're going to be satisfied. So the price difference, it is like maybe 4 or 5 times pricier than the regular food, but you need to think about what you're feeding your body with and that you're not going to be eating as much as the other unhealthy stuff.
Tell me about the distribution currently and expansion plans that you have for Yummy Foods.
Right now, the distribution is local through some small supermarkets that are health-oriented. We want for 2019 to be able to have our products available in the Tampa Bay area in about 192 supermarkets that are within the same lines of healthy. The other goal is to have dry mixes available for this spring 2019.
And you enrolled at USF in part to learn how to run a business. What did you learn there and in your classes that you think have helped you as an entrepreneur, as a business owner?
They give you resources. They give you more training. They're not going to take your hand and just walk you. And no, you have to put the work. And the harder that you work, the harder that they work to help you. I really want to make sure that we're doing the right thing with these products, because it's not only about a trend. A healthy trend or healthy diet, not at all. The awareness about being healthy is increasing. And I knew I was doing something good because I saw my mom changing and I saw myself changing. And for sure know now that what I'm doing is going to help people not only lose weight, but they're going to also be able to stay healthy.
Well, Adriana Flores, thank you very much for joining us on University Beat. You can find out more about Yummy Foods on our website, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.